A highlight of the year was a visit from very old, long-time Alberta friends. In 1969, nearly four decades ago, Marie and Pam worked as computer operators in Calgary University Data Centre. And with them, we have shared countless unforgettable experiences, from castrating bullocks to sexing ducks, from trips on the honey wagon, Jim's septic tank service, to whiskey-soaked Wild West barn dance shindigs. Marie even came to see us way back when in Wivenhoe, tiptoeing nervously through 16th century Suffolk villages, terrified that the ancient rickety buildings might choose that moment to fall on her, and showing staid English pubs how Alberta girls party. These two have often shared their extraordinary country lifestyle with us, and we were eager to give them a taste of ours. Jim, prairie-born and bred, overcame his dread of flying to come halfway around the world, and while here we worked hard on his aversion to water. Beer has never been a problem. With them we drank champagne in a private fringe sandy-bottomed hot pool. We strolled the beaches at Raglan on the west coast and Mount Maunganui on the east. We swam in the surf. Jim wisely decided someone had to guard the clothes. We went sailing, a terrified Jim wincing as the boat heeled ever so slightly and dissolving into panic at every tack. We even spent a night aboard. As Jim recorded in the logbook, enjoyed the company immensely, not sure about the experience. For a farewell gift, we ordered matching t-shirts, Marie's inscribed, "I sailed Beulah's," and Jim's, "I survived Beulah." All in all, we had a great time showing these country Albertans bits of our life. We entertained many other visitors. On the ferry back from Nelson, Ian was surprised by a tall, rangy woman bounding up and calling his name in a loud Northern Irish accent. Fortunately, she introduced herself and her husband. Two of his sister's sailing friends and long-time cruising companions had recognized us. Later, they came to stay for a long weekend, and we took them out on the Hauraki Gulf, despite stormy weather, to round off their New Zealand holiday. Tim and Judith flew up from the South Island all too briefly, but not too briefly for Ian and Judith to enjoy a quick clarinet duet, as they always do. Wendy came from Lethbridge to work in Ian's lab for a month, and Pam's brother Graham from Auckland visited several times with his partner Julie, as did Pam's mum.